Matre to my mother. Adhyatmikim, which opens the door of spiritual life. Vidyam, knowledge. Samanim, ending. Sarvakaramanam, all fruitive activities. Vitarishye, I shall give. Yaya, by which. Cha, also. Asau, she. Bhayam, fear. Cha, also. Atirishyati, will overcome. Translation. I shall also describe the sublime knowledge, which is the door to spiritual life, to my mother, so that she can also can attain perfection and self-realization, ending all reactions to fruitive activities. Thus, she will also become free from all material fear. Purport. Kardama Muni was anxious about his good wife, Devahuti, while leaving home, and so the worthy son promised that not only would Kardama Muni be free from the material entanglement, but Devahuti would also be free by receiving instruction from her son. A very good example is set here. The husband goes away, taking sannyas order for self-realization, but his representative, the son, who is equally educated, remains at home to deliver the mother. A sannyasi is not supposed to take his wife with him. At the vanaprastha stage of retired life, or the stage midway between household life and renounced order, one may keep his wife as a system without sexual relations. But in the sannyas order of life, one cannot keep his wife with him. Otherwise, a person like Kardama Muni would have kept his wife with him, and there would have been no hindrance to his prosecution of self-realization. Kardama Muni followed the Vedic injunction that no one in sannyas life can have any kind of relationship with women. But what is the position of a woman who is left by her husband? She is entrusted to the son, and the son promises that he will deliver his mother from entanglement. A woman is not supposed to take sannyas. So-called spiritual societies concocted in modern times give sannyas even to women, although there is no sanction in the Vedic literature for a woman's accepting sannyas. Otherwise, if it were sanctioned, Kardama Muni could have taken his wife and given her sannyas. The woman must remain at home. She has only three stages of life: dependency on the father in childhood, dependency on the husband in youth, and in old age, dependency on the grown-up son, such as Kapila. In old age, the progress of woman depends on the grown-up son. The ideal son, Kapila Muni, is assuring his father of the deliverance of his mother, so that his father may go peacefully without anxiety for his good wife. So now we're coming to the end stage of the story of Kardama Muni and Devahuti. That Kardama is the perfect brahmachari, properly trained, then he, seeing that there is still some kind of material connection or material identification, then wishes to perfect his life by freeing himself from these kind of ideas by entering the grihastha life in such a way that he can do so by connecting everything to the Lord. And so from this stage, this Paramahamsa stage here, then he was able to properly connect everything and then come to the point where there is no need, there's no attachment to things of this world or any, how you say, tendency to see things not in relationship to the Lord. So, having come to this position, then now, and his son is grown, now it is time for him to take sannyas. And so that was his original intent. Otherwise, as Prabhupada mentions, he, as Vanaprastha, then he and Devahuti could go together. But here the son is grown, the son is competent, so he can take care, he can train. So Kapila Muni himself is basically sanctioning his taking sannyas and saying that he will then take care of the mother here. So this Shankya philosophy, this breaking down of the material elements and all that, then we see is what he is teaching his mother. This is not something that's being taught to big jnanis or, you know, people like that, big intellectuals, big academics. But this is what he's showing his mother, because this is the process of taking that which is observable and connecting it to the Lord. Because Shankya is, you're breaking down all the 24 elements of this world. So then that means you would make that breakdown and see the connections between those elements and the Lord. So this process then is very important for those who are very attached to the external manifestation of this world. So, yeah. So this is then a very wonderful process that we see based on previous directions that Srila Prabhupada has given. Then, is class over at 8:20? Oh, okay. I already thought having a 10-minute class was already a bit short, but now it's... So, this Brahman understanding of Krishna's energies then is seen by the devotees in connection with him. So by understanding Bhagavan, then the Brahman and Paramatma stages are easily realized. So this process that is being given here is not like the impersonalists, where they try to see everything as Brahman, and that's all they're seeing. We see, understand the Brahman in connection with Krishna. It's Krishna's Brahman. It's Krishna's qualities. The Brahman is the effulgence of Krishna's qualities. So the qualities that are seen in this world that we mistakenly take as separate from Krishna, that then they are seeing in connection with Krishna. So this is the process that is being given through the Shankya, is that so many things of this world we're attached to. Seeing the quality of that and connecting that quality to Krishna, one frees oneself from material entanglement. So that's the basic point that's being made here. Now here also we see is Kardama. He has come to the point of renunciation, but that doesn't mean that it is the social context or the gratefulness he has for his wife for assisting him in this whole process, that he would be able to come to this platform, is now he just walks off without any care. Here, so arrangement is being made that his wife is taken care of very nicely. She will come to the platform of self-realization also. The material facility has been taken care of. He's not taking the palace with him. So that element then is not the problem. The problem is now for him the most important thing is self-realization. So he's where she would come to that platform because he's taking sannyas, not vanaprast. So Kapila Muni then is saying he'll take care of that. So we see here is that even someone in this mentality is still caring about the spiritual upliftment of others. This idea is that it's just dropped like a hot potato, then this is actually the process of the impersonalists. The impersonalists have guru. Through guru, they make advancement. Then when they get to an advanced stage, then they throw the guru aside like that. So this process, this is not the culture. The Vedic culture doesn't do like this. Devotees somehow or another think this is Vedic culture, but all it is they've found a rationalization for their own impersonal concepts. No one should mistake that people dealing this way in the past was Vedic and therefore get a bad taste for Vedic. No, that was not. That was misusing Vedic in their own way to, further their own impersonalistic ego like that. Very simple. like that. There may have been so many good things they were doing and the preaching and nice that. Nice, but the lack of care, especially we see here in the third canto, the first story that's actually the first story of the Bhagavatam given by Sukadev, then we see someone going through from brahmachari to sannyas and a perfection on everything in the whole path. And so everything is taken care of. Like that. Okay. Is there any questions on this? Yes. Okay. Okay, question is now if the woman goes out of the home, for whatever the circumstances, she's still protected by the husband, but whatever the situation, she's not in the home. Here is we have to use, home is not a physical structure as such. Home means the element in which the woman can maintain the feminine perspective on things, of being protected, having that sense of possession, and therefore the particular way relationships are enacted or unfold then stays the same. So in her house, then the possession is there because the father, the mother, it's her house in the way of that, it's the family, but still there are superiors. So mother and father, it goes the way they say it would be. When she's married then with the husband, then that house becomes her home. So then by that sense of possession, then that house is arranged according to her, desire, based still on authority. But then in this stage of the vanaprastha here, what we're talking about, or the vanaprastha, then also the sense of perception, possession is reduced, that it's not that it's still, the possession is there, but it goes back again kind of like when it was with the father, in that the authority, now it's their call, right? It means, in other words, in the house, the father and mother say how things happen in the house, with consideration of the daughter. In when she's married, then how that house runs, you know, within the principles set by the husband, it's her call. You know, what goes where the furniture, where this, that, everything, how it runs, schedules, all that. But then as vanaprastha, then it's again the husband's call, because now it's an ashram as such just for the spiritual endeavor. So whatever arrangement is there, so that mentality, so whether that's physically close or far, it doesn't matter, is there. Sannyas means there is no call for the woman. There is no possession. Therefore, there is no situation for her to actually function within. That's why women don't take sannyas or generally become the initiating spiritual masters in that, because then they'll apply the conditioned feminine nature of possession on those elements, which don't work. The possession of the disciple, it will be seen on the material platform, but it's the connection spiritual. So that will create a problem there. Same with the sannyas, because then the element is that you can't claim really anything to create that protective environment. One has to be, so all those things don't work with the feminine nature, neither in the material or the spiritual platform. Therefore, it's just not used like that, because in the Vedic consideration, it's not that the feminine nature is negated, it's just applied where it will work properly, where it will be most comfortable, where the maximum benefit can be gained. So that's basically what's that. Does that answer the question? That's all right? Okay, thank you. Yes. Okay, so how do you deal with the mother staying at home with the son, then is she, you know, what's her position? Is she the wise grandmother? She's the submissive to the son. What's her position? How does she advance? It would be all of those, because when you're dealing with the feminine nature, you're dealing with this element of contradiction. That's how it functions. The taste is actually through contradiction. If there's no contradiction, there's no taste, right? That's why, you know, for the men, it's fun to sit around, you know, at the pub and, you know, talk this and that, but it gets limited, and then they all have to go home. You know what I'm saying? Because the variety and all that's created by the women, and that's by contradiction. You know, they want this, they do that. You know, all these different things. If it was just so easy, then the men would have already taken care of it in 5 minutes of his day. But grihastha ashram means that he spoke body, mind, and words are being properly connected, engaged. So that means that contradiction keeps them busy for 24/7. Right? So here is simultaneously, she will be the grandmother. She has been through all those things so she can give direction. But at the same time, because of the feminine nature, that dependency is there. There's always need of confirmation. So even grandmothers have to know that they're doing okay. You know what I'm saying? The wife has that confirmation with the husband, therefore she can be the authority with the child. Like that. But if she doesn't have that confirmation from the husband or other, you know, members of the family that are important to her, then even dealing with her child is very difficult. That's why in modern society you have a thing called daycare. Right? Because women aren't getting the support. I think latest statistic, 40% of the American children, their mothers are single. You know. So they're not getting that support. So that makes it difficult for them to take that position, be that authority. Right? Because strength comes from strength. Life comes from life. So when they have that support, that means they're confident, and then confidently they can give that instruction. So when they have the support of the son or the family, then they can be great grandmothers. Right? Means how you say, grandmothers first, then when the next generation, then great grandmothers. So, okay, so to say, fabulous grandmothers instead of great grandmothers, someone might get confused. Okay? And then, so both are going on at once. The simultaneous submission and control. Just like in the family, the more the husband is supportive, the more the wife is confident, has control. But her control of the husband is based on her dependency upon him, the support by him. So the more he supports, the more she can control. Like that. So that's one of the symptoms of the wife, if it's comfortable control. Natural control, then it's one of the symptoms of affection. Because when affection is increased, control comes into the... That's why the element is that woman needs to be in an environment of affection, so therefore control will be there. Sannyas doesn't afford that control. They're neither way, so that's why it's just not recommended. Because sannyas is not just an orange robe and a 1 foot long little cute, you know, how do you say, accessory dunda. You know, like that. As some so-called societies did in New Vrindavan. Like that. You know, just, you know, making it clear. Is that it just doesn't work. There's no such thing. Because it doesn't, it's like saying a fish, why do we discriminate that the fish has to stay in water? Why can't the fish go on land? Why you're discriminating and saying he can't go on land? This is the modern intelligence. It's stupid because fish don't function on land. So you can only say these things about women if you don't know what women are. And it doesn't matter. Women can also not know what women are. It doesn't, the franchise is not exclusively men's. I mean, they have a good franchise, but it's not that women also can't be part of that franchise. But the idea is that it doesn't exist, because sannyas is actually a state of mind, right? And the masculine nature can be independent, which sannyas is what is being done. So it's a technique for freeing oneself from the material energy that's afforded to men because their brain works like that. But because the women's works on affection and attachment, possession, therefore you're simply transferring it from one attachment to Krishna conscious attachment.
Well, the men, generally, that's not their strength, is in material attachment. It's in the intelligence. So therefore, they use that position of intelligence to free themselves of attachment and cultivate spiritual attachment. But women, you don't have to cultivate attachment. Men do. Because otherwise, they don't take care of the wives and family because they don't have that attachment. Maybe their car, they're out there polishing and you can't lean on it because you'll make it dirty or something. But still, it's dead matter. So they have a problem of developing proper attachment with sentient beings like that. Women don't. So it's not their weakness. So therefore, it's not a need for them to do that. So that's why sannyasa is very unimportant. And it doesn't work because it's a different nature. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? It's that, you know, the platypus becomes... It's a different one. Because wombat works on land, you know, but the fish in water. You know, but they that's where their duties are. You know, it's like the crocodile is strong in the water, not on the land. The elephant's strong on the land, not in the water. So the whole idea is everybody should be situated according to their nature. To say no, everybody can do everything means you're not acknowledging the nature. Then if you do that, fine. But then don't complain that the needs of that individual aren't being taken care of as a group. You know what I'm saying? Don't say women can do everything and then complain that women are getting the raw end of the stick. You can't do that. That's cheating. You know what I'm saying? You can say women aren't being taken care of, they should be taken care of. Or anything goes and then therefore they're out on the level playing field. And so if the men cream them, they cream the men also. So therefore, why complain? Like, I remember one lady saying that. She was there, you know, why, you know, we can do anything and this and that. And then in the same sentence she complained about, she got on the bus and no one would get up for her. She had to stand the whole way to Krishnagar. You know, in the same sentence. You know, so it's like, you know, so that's possession. That's the point, is cultivate it in the Krishna conscious way. Like that. So therefore, it's contradictory. So they will simultaneously be the authority in the home as the grandmother and as the mother of the son. At the same time, there will be that dependency and that need for security that comes from that support of that son and family. So both go on at once. Because if the one is there, another, but it starts with the son. Here we see it starts with the son. She didn't say, can you explain it to me? He took the step first. As the son, he takes the first step. The male takes the first step. I'm taking care of my mother, right? Then she asks, and then he gives. So the son takes care, then she's confident, then she can take care of him and his family. Does that make sense? So great grandmothers are based, good grandmothers are based on having good husbands, good sons, or whatever it is, good support. So the whole thing is women are at their excellence when they have good support. They don't have that support, they can't do very well. But they have support, then they can do amazing things. Right? It means Maya runs this whole place, you know, but she has the support of her husband. Does that make sense? Does that answer that? Okay. Yes. How do we understand Janavama in the context of what we're saying here? Because Janavama was always in this association of women, and she was in that support, so she never left the home. Like that. She didn't join the men's environment. She's still in her environment. When Janava gave classes, she did it behind a curtain. If men were present. If men weren't present, then she just sits and talks. But it's the women's class. Technically, according to our tradition, if a woman gives the class, the women sit in front, the men sit at the back. Because a woman has to be comfortable. If the men are sitting this far away, how is she going to be comfortable? She doesn't know these guys. You know what I'm saying? Men can do it. Who couldn't care less? You know them, don't know them. What does it matter? It's a job. You speak. But for a woman, it's relationship. You don't know these people. Therefore, women are in the front. Men sit at the back. That's the way it is. We don't follow our tradition, therefore it's not very comfortable. Like that. Plus, women, it's you like what they say, you go. Men, it's you go because you have to go. It's a difference. It's just totally different because of this whole element of the feminine nature. But people not knowing this, they play around with our relationships and they just destroy the cultural fabric. And they're very proud and very outspoken. So, you know, and whoever it says in Kali Yuga, whoever speaks really loud, then it goes that way. But, you know, what to do? The present Kali Yuga, in view of the changed social... Okay, in the cultural context that's now, then for a man, would it be better to be in vanaprastha stage or sannyas? Basically, it depends on the family situation, relationship with everything. So here, then, because the son is there, then it's there. So it's every, you'd have to see the context. The vanaprastha stage can be very useful. And if that works, then what's used? If it doesn't work, then sannyas is there. It depends basically on the support of the wife, like that, and her need. If the family's there, she's more comfortable there. They need that support, she's comfortable, then it goes that way. And if it's not, then it can be taken the other way. Okay? Okay, so we should end here. We're already over time. So I hope. Grantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Samaveta Bhaktavrinda ki, Jainatai Gaura Premanandi.